Food for Deportly Noble One.
You're doing the best of the year, are you?
You look so shocked.
Well,
I'm going a bit early. I know I'm going a bit early, but that's because I've got a special review planned for
you.
But
it makes it sound as if we're finishing up today, but
no, you're not. Well, you're not, and I'm not either, but I just decided I was so excited about the place that I'm going to eat on the weekend that I can't wait to tell you about it next week.
Let's get through it, because I'm excited. Let's go. Best bar.
So this is the best of the places that I managed to get to for on-air reviews this year. Best bar. So of the ones that I went to, New Amsterdam, which is in the city in Hardwick, West Street, New York themed bar, just lovely food, sort of American cooking, but a little bit refined, with honourable mentions going to Tippler & Co., which I loved in East Melbourne.
Whereabouts in East Melbourne?
So that is on Wellington Parade, sort of down near Hoddle Street.
Yep.
It used to be there. It was another pub that you told me that you knew what it was, but I can't remember now. Great bar, very well-priced food, very busy around footy time. And also Louis Bar in the city, just for those pure views, was quite good.
Best budget eating.
Best budget eats. You asked me about this one, Burnzo.
I did, yeah, because I saw a photo of something that you ate there and it looked mouth-watering.
Yeah, that was a pulled pork slider. The best budget eats I thought was Little Birdies in Richmond, and that's out the back of Birdie's Butcher in Swan Street, and I just love that they've set up the smoker there and they put on excellent, cheap food, really great meats, obviously, slow-cooked and smoked, and really great salads to go with them, and very, very cheap.
Best restaurant in the CBD.
It's a recent one for me. This is the one that I didn't really want to love because he's everywhere, but going to Super Normal the other week, I loved it, Burnzo.
Yeah, well, it's the only one I haven't been to because I've been to Lucy Lou, which you give an honourable mention to, and Fatto at South Bank, both of which are terrific. So yeah, if it's better than those two, it'll be a real day out.
You're going to come back to me on that one, and I do love that you haven't been there because you always go to places before me and it really annoys me.
Ella's splurge. Does that mean it's expensive?
Yeah. Exy. I might be doing one next week. We'll find out about that one. But the one that I really did love is Woodland House. So that used to be Jacques Raymond, and he handed over to two of his younger chefs. They've taken it over, and I think they're just doing a wonderful job. So it's still a beautiful old building, but some young people doing some new things in there and still very much, you know, fine dining there too.
What would you queue for?
Do you know what? I'm so proud of me. I went through my list and went, I don't think there's many that I did at all this year that don't take bookings, because I don't particularly like to eat anywhere that won't let me tell them what time I'd like to eat. The one that I did risk that for and was fabulous was Kong in Richmond. So this is sister slash brother of Chin Chin. So Korean sort of barbecue, Pan-Asian. Very good food.
You have to queue at Chin Chin as well.
Correct.
Best in the suburbs.
Best in the burbs. Oh, look, you know, and there's plenty of places that I've been to this year, but I was blown away by Ali Ross, that Cretan place I told you about in Burke Road, Camberwell. The same people who own Epoca in Carlton, which is a stunning restaurant as well. But Ali Ross is a step above. It is a little bit expensive for the burbs, but good.
Honourable mention?
Honourable mention. I loved Olivinia in Warrandyte South. Like a big Italian sort of villa in the middle of nowhere. At the time I was there, service needed a little bit of improving. I reckon they would have done that by now and the food was great.
Hopping in the car to drive out of town.
This one, you know, it's not fancy, but I really, really loved it. It's in Avenel, just off the Hume Highway, and it's Bank Street, wood-fired pizza and garden. Gorgeous little rustic place with the most beautiful gardens and herbs and veggies growing there. Lots of stuff there on their pizzas, but also using all local suppliers, all local businesses involved.
Noting that you were going to Bray tonight.
Tomorrow for lunch.
Yeah. Which is out of town.
So, you know, we might update that next
down
week.
Down at Birragara. Best ethnic eats.
You know I loved this one. This was Mi Peru de Carmen in Parkdale. So Carmen, grandma, who got rid of all the kids out of the house and decided she wanted to do something for herself down there in Parkdale. Beautiful Peruvian food.
Honourable mentions?
Honourable mentions. Babu G in St Kilda is quite a fun Indian place. And I really loved The Last Jar, which is an Irish pub in North Melbourne. Excellent, excellent food, but such a gorgeous laid-back pub that's not kitschy Irish. It's a great place.
All right, I take Burnzo around the compass of Melbourne.
All right, let's do north, east, west, south, Burnzo. North, I'm going to nominate the Valley Cellar Door, which isn't necessarily a restaurant.
It was a
great bottle shop with really relaxed food, sort of charcuterie, pizzas, that kind of thing, but a great vibe. South, I did love Luxembourg and St Kilda.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, gave that a vote. East, I'm going to give it to Ali Ross. We did say they were our best in the burb, so they got a feature there. And then West, I had to borrow one from Tregen Borg because I really wanted to mention them, and that's Two Birds Brewing, which is a brewery that does food in Spotswood in Hall Street.
And many thanks to Tregen for standing in.
Yeah, she's going to do that again over the summer, which is great.
Okay, and the best, most memorable meal you had all year.
The most memorable meal I had with you blokes was definitely unfortunately, at the Gannet in Glasgow, which was just a, well, we spent the morning in the kitchen. We chatted to Peter McKenna, the chef.
He took us to the market.
Oh, he took us to the market, yeah. And we got to see him buy the seafood that he went back and cooked for us. We had some gorgeous scallops.
He took us into the kitchen,
yeah,
so that we could see him
bloke.
Cooking. And he's just a champion young guy,
who'd
an
worked
Irish
with
guy.
Russian millionaires on their ships to earn money to open his own place. And it was just a fun, you know, fun joint. And it was the Smith Street of Glasgow, wasn't it?
You were asking me what I liked.
Well, you put me on the spot. What were your two favourites for the
well,
year?
Well, I went back. I've got a suburban hero in Centenove in Cotham Road Q. And advertisement notwithstanding, my most enjoyable new discovery during the year was Cesar.
Yeah, you loved that.
S-E-Z-A-R.
Lau's Family Kitchen, where I'll be going today, probably for the 40th time this year.
Captain Obvious.
It's in Ackland Street, St Kilda. It's just magnificent. The quality of the food is spectacularly good always.
Well, Neil Mitchell is broadcasting live from Pran Market this morning.
Bulltush winner Tommy, rumour file, cardiac arrest, you got the Bataki, consolation, wrong destination, weekly, Project Alpha, wildcard entry, Rude Richo.
8.30 on 3AW.
Have a good weekend, Mr. Walker.
You too, son.